I'm good, thanks.
Wonderful. Very good. Getting ready for Shavuot, huh?
Well, working on it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
We're going to decide if we can learn tomorrow. How does that look for you?
Looks good, actually.
Okay, great. Me
Yeah,
too.
it looks fine. Bina's coming home today. And she's like very like, sleeves rolled up. Mom, I'm ready to go kind of thing.
Okay, that's a very good
I
sign.
think she's gonna welcome me out the kitchen tomorrow. Yeah, she likes the kitchen to herself. So it's nice to have a daughter like that. She actually likes me not doing things.
Great.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Dahlia's here, yes?
Yes, you hear me?
Hello, yes, lovely. We missed you last week.
Yes, I did too. But what can you do?
Yeah. Is Leah joining us? I just called her, but it didn't take.
I see her.
No, I called her, but it didn't answer. Let's try one more time. Okay. All right. But okay, she's meant to join anyhow, isn't she? Sometimes she's a few minutes later. All right.
Hi,
Oh,
Leah.
Baruch Shalom.
Baruch Hashem.
Yofi, Mitsuyan. אז אנחנו דיברנו פעם שעברה, התחלנו לדבר על עניין של חלון ונקב, אני זוכרת. אז אנחנו היינו... מישהו זוכר בדיוק? כן, היינו באות ה' של... עיגולים ויושר, בדף נון א', זה של הארי, והיינו, התחלנו ב... אני חושב זה צריך להיות עין, נכון? כן. אז זה מה שאני זוכרת. מישהו רוצה עוד להוסיף על זה משהו?
ידידה, אני צריכה להגביר את הקול או שאת? אני לא יודעת מה עושים פה.
רגע, את לא שמעת אותי?
אני שומעת אותך לא כל
רחוק
כך.
כזה.
כן.
כן. What about the others? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yeah. I think it's probably you, Leah.
Okay.
תנסי להגביר את הקול.
I think I know where.
Where you do it is you have a yesh lach icon lamata on your taskbar, mamash lamata lamachshev. It's צריך להיות איזשהו סמל של volume. ואם את עושה right click על זה, את תוכלי להגביר את הכל.
Okay, אני אנסה.
Can you say again which page and where we are?
Yeah, with page nun aleph of the Ari, and I think we got up to ayin. We can go over stuff also. I'll explain hey as we go along. Okay, because hey is quite difficult. It's full of all sorts of names that we don't know yet. I'll do a kind of summary because you weren't here last week.
Did you send it? Because I couldn't find it. I found the one before.
Sorry, love?
I didn't see the second shiur, the last week's shiur on it.
Did I forget to stick it up?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I do forget. So, I mean, if you guys remind me.
You may be to listen to it, but it's just...
Huh?
I said I didn't have time, but I wouldn't like it.
Yeah. It's been busy times for everybody. All right. Okay. Leah, שומעת אותי עכשיו?
כן, כן.
יופי, מצוין. אז בואו נתחיל. אני אקרא ואני אסביר, אוקיי? הרי חמפין דיגולים, מאיר לאבא ואימא דיגולים, בבחינת חלונות, משלושה קווים, ימין שמאל ואמצע שבו, ומהם נמשך האור לכל העיגולים באופן, שכל הפרטים שיש ביושר, יש גם כן דיגולים. הרי חמפין ויגולין, shines his light to אבא ואימא ויגולין, in the aspect of חלונות, windows, according to the three lines, right, left, and middle. And from there is continued the light to all the igulim, such that all the details which we have in the Sviot of Yosher are also to be found in the igulim. Hem biyot hayot sviot nivchenet bevchinat igulim, ze betoch ze. יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע שביות סביות שבקו היושע. Okay, it says, even though the 10 ספירות of the Igulim are organized as זה בתוך זה, he described that as being זה מסובב מזה. All right, so the Igulim, we know, are called Igulim because there's no better or worse. Ein yoter tov, ein yoter aver. Kulam shavim. They're all equal. Okay, that's why they're called igul. All right, but they are organized as one causes the other. Okay, so the most external is the siba, and the one which it causes is inside that. Okay, siba v'msuba. They are organized as one causes the other. Okay. Nevertheless, they have all the aspects of receiving the light, as in the 10 Svirot of Yosher. And Rav Ashlag explained that when the light is received in the Kav, in the Svirot of the Kav, it's through the Masach, okay? And according to the Masach, we do have better or worse. Okay, the Bechina Aleph is closer to the Ein Sof, more in an affinity of form. Bechina Bet, less. Bechina Gimel, less. And Bechina Dalet, on the Bechina Dalet, there's no possibility of receiving at all, because the Masach is only what I'm able to receive for the sake of giving. So the way in which the light is got an impression from the Kav is that there is an impression of better or worse. Okay? And it says the way the light is received is in fact impressed on it by the fact that it comes from the Kav. Vuki bi kula keter anika arechampin achartikun. Now, Rav Ashlag informs us that in the world of Atzilut, all the Sfirot actually develop into Paltzufim. We find that the basic structure that we learn right at the beginning, after the Tzimtzum in Adam Kadmon, remains throughout all the worlds. That basic structure remains. You have Bechina Aleph, you have Bechina Bet, you have Bechina Gimel, we have Bechina Dalet. That basic structure remains intact, okay? But as you go from Olam to Olam, from Adam Kadmon to Atzilut, from Atzilut to Briah, from Briah Yitzirah, Yitzirah Tasiyah, it becomes more and more and more complex, okay? Achi Pashut is the Ein Sof. Adam Kadmon is Yachasit Pashut. And after that, it gets more and more and more. So Atzilut, Lashvot Asiyah, is Habe Yoter Pashut. Okay? But it's already complex by the time you get to Atzilut. And each world adds more and more and more tikkunim and more complexities. But the basic structure, which is underneath it all, stays. Okay? So the igul of by the time we get to Atzilut, every sfira has now become a whole paltzuf with a rosh toch sof, and because of that, it has changed its name. So Arich Ampin is the sfira of Keter in the world of Atzilut. The word tikkun means the world of Atzilut. And he says yesh nekev echad v'chalon. And we looked last time that the idea of a chalon is that the igul receives the benefit of the masach, where it is not able to do the actual work of a masach itself. Okay? So you say, well, what's the benefit of the masach? After all, the masach drives the light away. It says, I'm not going to receive for the sake of receiving, and it gives the light back. So what is the benefit of the light, of the masach? It's true it gives the light back, but it does have a benefit, because it finally comes to the compromise, what it's able to receive for the sake of giving, it will receive. So compared with the Ein Sof, what it receives is very small. Nevertheless, what it receives is good. So it's able to allow some light into the Madriga. And so therefore the benefit is called the Chalon. It allows light in. Okay, like a window allows light into a room. So that's why it's called a Chalon. Okay, so you've got a room and the Masach is allowing light into it. So allowing the light in is the benefit of the Masach. And that, the Kav, the Sfirot of the Kav have the full Masach. They do all the work of the Masach and they have the benefit of the Masach when the opening me comes into the vessel. But the Igulim don't have a Masach. They're not able to do the work of the Masach. They are just receiving from the Chalon. They're just receiving the benefit of the light of the that comes into the vessel. And because they receive just the benefit, it's called a Chalon. Okay? And that's as far as we got last time. אז נקרא יתר הארי, גם ביות היו, אני מתחילה מההתחלה, גם ביות היו צבעות בבחינת גבולים, זו בתוך זה, יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע, שביות צבעות שבקו היושה, והוא כי בעיגול הקטר, הנקרא ארחמפין, אחר התיקון, יש נקב אחד וחלון, בצד ימין העיגול, ומשם יורד או אריך אל עיגול אבא, אומר אליו, עוד יש חלון שני בשמאל העיגול של אריך, יוצא האור עד צד שמאל דיגול אבא, אשר בתוכו, ונוקבו ונעשה בו חלון. ומשם נמשך האור עד עיגול אמא, שבתוך עיגול אבא, ומאיר בו. ונמצא כי בעבור האור תוך שמאל עיגול אבא, אינו לאבא עצמו, ואינו עובר שם רק דרך מעבר בלבד, ולעיקר הרי לאמא. ונמצא כי ארך חמפין מאיר לאבא ואמא יחד, כמו שהוא בעניין היושר שלהם ממש. ואף כי הם עיגולים זו בתוך זו, יש להם קווים ישרים, ימין ושמאל ואמצע, בבחינת החלונות האלו שבהם. ומשם נמשך האור ביות צבעות עיגולים, דרך קווים ישרים ממש, בכל הפרטים עצמם כולם, שביות צבעות דקו ישר דרוח ממש. אוקיי. Is everybody okay, or are you all lost? All still Chinese. Was it slowly getting better?
Okay.
Everybody more or less. How about you, Dahlia? You weren't here last week.
I understood your explanation, but I don't exactly understand what you read just now. So
no, that... yeah, I tell you, the main problem with this piece is the words. I know it sounds funny, but it's true. He's never taught us. I mean, it's happened so often in Rav Ashlag. He's never taught us, you know, what is Arichampin or Abba or Ima. He's never taught us what is Yamin Smol or Emsa. I mean, there's an awful lot here, which is never mentioned. Which definitely makes it problematic. which I must agree with you, it's definitely problematic in that respect.
Why would there be a Yamin and small in the Chalon? I don't understand that concept.
No, I know. Well, I guess what we did is, let's start again from Ayin, okay? And he didn't talk about Yamin, small and Emtsa yet at all. I mean, he just brings it. Now, I began to wonder why he does it like this. And I have a suspicion that Rav Ashlag, he had a tremendous, tremendous insight into the writings of Yari. A tremendous insight. There was nobody else like ever penetrated the work of Yari like Rav Ashlag. And he writes that there was many, 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 a very large proportion of the Yari's work got lost.
Mm.
So Rav Ashlag knows that the right thing that needs to be in here now is how the light goes from the Svirot to Yosher to the Svirot of Igulim, and how it goes from one Igul to the next Igul. The Ari clearly, what survived from the Ari is clearly from the world of Atzilut here. But maybe the original, which was, you know, from Adam Kadmon, just isn't there. You know, it just, so he's using this piece to illustrate it, but it's the same process. But you're going to find this happening again and again, particularly in the Talmud Esser Sfirot, where simply words come and you've no idea what they're saying.
Maybe that's on purpose.
It's also on purpose, Dahlia, yeah, for sure. there's no doubt about it that Rabbi Chaim Vital was not given permission to teach.
That's what I mean.
Exactly. So he, I think probably even in his exercise books, he took care to hide things.
That's why it's called Nistar.
What?
That's why it's called the Chochmat Nistar, because it's meant to be experienced. So if you understood it sikhli, then it wouldn't be called Nistar.
That's very interesting what you said, because it's very interesting what you said, because Rav Ashlag explains that the Inyan of Nistar is because of intentions. It's to do with intentions. All right. So a person can only see another person's outward actions, but they can't know outwardly another person's intention.
Mm-hmm.
He also writes that the closer we come to Hashvata Tzura with Hashem, the more we naturally understand the Razei Torah.
Mm-hmm.
We more naturally understand the intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So Vadai, in a sense, it is hidden on purpose, so that people who are not in Hashvata Tzura won't be able to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So definitely there's an inyan there as well. And I think that this is right, because what we find is when we come to these places, that we really don't understand, we get all sorts of feelings, like frustration, and we get irritable, we get I don't understand, we get feelings of all sorts of feelings come up, and it's work, it's inner work to deal with these feelings and to keep going. And in a way, it's one of the times when we can really truthfully give unconditionally to the learning of Rabbi Ashlag. Is when we can really give to it, because we don't understand. So we're not getting the pleasure of receiving, of understanding. We're just simply giving. And that's a very worthwhile thing to do.
It's jumping into the Olama Amuna.
Totally. Totally. It's a beautiful way for us to really see how, you know, places where we can give. And it's the Talmud Esser Sfirot is like that. So it's so this is one of the places that, you know, it's not so bad actually. okay, so if we begin again with Ayin, okay? Does somebody want to read Ayin? Leah, what's that?
Ken.
You're free.
Yesh nekev echad v'chalon. Perush. כי כבר ידעת שמסיבת אור של יו צפירות הקו המקובל בעיגולים מתרשמות בהכרח כל הבחינות היושר גם בעיגולים. והנה זו הבחינה שישנה בקו שנקרא מסך, שבאור חוזר שלו נמצא מקשר את האור העליון בכלים. הנה גם המסך הזה מתרשם בעיגולים, אלא בלי האביות שבו, כי האביות לא תוכל לעלות ממדרגה תחתונה לעליונה ממנה אפילו כלשהו, שהרי על כן נקראת עליונה, לפי שאין באביות כמו בתחתונה, והבן, אלא רק בחינת הרווח שהמסך הזה מגלה בתחתונה, דהיינו בעשר ספירות דיושר, זהו לבד העולה מהמסך דקו היושר ומתרשם בעיגולים. והרווח מהמסך הזה מכונה בשם חלון, כדוגמת החלון המותקן בחדר, כדי להביא האור באותו החדר. כן, המסך הזה מגלה האור החוזר בסגולתו, לקשר את, את האור בנאצל, באופן שאם המסך יתעלם משם, היה האור מסתלק מהנאצל, והיה נשאר בחושך, כדוגמת סתימת החלון אצל החדר. לפיכך, כשאנו באים לחנות רק את הרווח מהמסך ולהוציא את אביותו, אנו מגדירים זה בשם חלון או נקב.
Excellent. Okay. בסדר גמור. Let me just translate that. Explanation. If you've already known that because of the light of the 10th slot of the kav, which is received in the igulim, they get the roshem, they get the impression, they're impressed also, they get the impressions of necessity of all the aspects of the yosher, also in the igulim. And this aspect, which is in the kav, which is called a masach, which through its returned light, connects the highest light into the vessels, this masach also impresses itself on the igulim, but without its oviot, without its ability to actually do the work. For the oviot cannot go up from one level below level to a higher level, even anything. Because this is why the higher one is called higher, because it doesn't have the oviot like the lower one, and understand. Now, this whole concept of the oviot of the masach, we'll learn it in the Pticha L'Chokhmat HaKabbalah. We haven't learned it yet, okay? And he hasn't talked about it here particularly yet either. So let me just explain simply. If a person wants something very, very, very much, let's say somebody's really annoyed you, really, really pressed every button you have, okay? It's going to take a lot of hitgabrut not to get angry, okay? So the koach of the masach that you have to do in that circumstance is very, very great, okay? As a consequence, the light that you're able to lekasher when you do a masach in that circumstance is very big. Let's say somebody just bumped into you just slightly on the pavement as you're walking along. You hardly noticed it. Of course, you don't even get angry over that. It's nothing. Okay? So you don't feel it, you know, and your necessity of exerting yourself to overcome that is very little. It's nothing. You say, he didn't mean it, and you just carry on. There you can see that because your desire wasn't, or your anger wasn't aroused, your will to receive wasn't aroused, the masach that you do to get over that is very small also. Okay? So therefore, it's not such a big deal. So the masach you need is small, and the light it can attract also is subsequently small. So here we see that the masach itself is dependent on the oviot of the desire it's overcoming. Okay? So this is called the koshiut of the masach. The hardness of the masach is actually made up of how much you are wanting the thing and how much you need to overcome your will to receive. Okay, there's a direct connection. All right? So therefore, the oviut of the masach is actually, it means that how hard that you have to work to overcome the oviut, that is incorporated into the strength of the masach that you're doing. So if you only have a desire of Bechina Aleph, you only need a masach of hardness of Bechina Aleph. If you have a desire of Bechina Dalet, you need a very strong masach indeed to be able to overcome that. Okay, but on the other hand, the amount of light that you're able to bring into the Paltzuf because of that is correspondingly larger. Okay, so if we go back to what the Ari says here, sorry, the Rabbi Ashlag says here, also this Masach is expressed on the Igulim, but without its Ovyut. In other words, it doesn't have the ability to do a work, okay? Because the Ovyut gives it the ability to do a work. It doesn't have the challenge there. And the reason being that the Ovyut cannot be higher up. It can't be any more giving, because higher, remember, doesn't mean higher. It means more giving, more in affinity of form with the Creator. So it can't be more giving coming from a lower level to a higher level, even anything, okay? Because that's why the higher level is called higher, because it doesn't have the oviut the of the lower one. All right? It doesn't make sense. It's a whole definition of the masach of a certain oviut is because it's got that oviut, and it can't be higher up because it can't change its nature. That's what it is. But only, he says, the aspect of the positive result, the revach, the profit, that this masach it reveals in the lower one. That is the 10 svirot of Yosher. That alone can go up from the masach of the kav Yosher and be impressed in the igulim. Now, why doesn't it go up? What does it mean by going up? Going up is just giving. There's no receiving there. There's no battle there. There's no need for oviut. Okay? And that can then be in affinity of form with the igulim, which in any case themselves don't have any power of overcoming anything. And the prophet from this masach that is able to have light of the Oilion is called by the name of a window, just like a window which you build in a room. For the masach reveals the advantage of the returned light, that it's able to connect the light in the created being, such that if the masach were to disappear, the light would leave the created being and he'd be stay in darkness, just as if you closed the window in the room. Therefore, we come to call only the prophet aspect of the masach, without including its work, we call it by the name of a window or nekev. I don't know, how do you say nekev in Hebrew? Something which is dug out, like an engraving or something.
Is that a hole? It's
like a hole. Yeah, it's a hole. Hole. Yeah, something that's, you know.
It's a hole, no?
Yeah, nekev, I think so.
Nekevin, nekevin.
Yeah, exactly. Kli, anyhow. But it doesn't really mean the kli here, because it's a window. It's a crack in the you know, allows the light in. Okay. Is anybody able to ask a question?
החלון הוא פתוח בעצם לעיגולים, מהקו היושר אל העיגולים, זאת אומרת, דרך החלון העיגולים מקבלים את האור.
בדיוק.
אז עכשיו יוצא מזה בגלל שהמסך, למשל בארי חנפין, הוא יותר עבה מאשר בנוקווה, נכון?
לא, הפוך.
המסך בנוקווה הוא יותר עבה מאשר בארי חנפין.
או, תלוי אם אנחנו מדברים או חוזר או ישר.
אני מדברת על אור, המסך בקו היושר.
בקו היושר, ארי חנפין הוא בחינה א'.
נכון, אז המסך שם הוא, המסך שם הוא מאוד, כמו שאת אמרת, כי אין הרבה... אין הרבה מה ל... אין רצון לקבל גדול.
נכון. אז הרווח הוא קטן.
אז כתוצאה מכך, אז האור שמקבלים העיגולים הוא יותר קטן מאשר העיגולים היותר פנימיים?
רגע. השאלה שלך כל כך במקום. אני מתבלבלת בעצמי. שנייה. אני לא בטוחה שאמרתי נכון. לאה, זה מאוד תלוי המסך של כתר. המסך על בחינה א', ודאי שהוא יותר קטן משל על בחינה ד'. אבל כשאני מדברת על ארי חנפין, מי מקבל יותר אור? ודאי שארי חנפין מקבל יותר אור מהבחינה דלת, מהמלכות.
העיגולים מקבלים יותר אור. כי זה יחסית, כאילו כמות האור היא יותר גדולה בארי חנפין מאשר
בזער
חנפין.
כן, בדיוק, ודאי.
המסך הוא יותר עבה בקו היושר ככל שיורדים למטה. אבל האור, בגלל שזה יחסית, יש אור יותר גדול, אז האור בעיגולים הוא יותר גדול בארי חנפין.
את צודקת שזה צריך להיות יותר גדול בארי חנפין, אבל אני חושבת שזה בגלל המסך של האור חוזר, הוא יותר, זה פשוט הולך לפי אור חוזר, לא אור ישר. אז זה פשוט הפוך. אם את זוכרת, בפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה, יש את התמונה הזאת. בואי נסתכל רגע בפתיחה. אני גם כן מתבלבלת באותו רגע, באותו מקום, בלי להסתכל. יש בסמכי את התמונה הזאת. את רואה שהאור חוזר והאור ישר הם בדיוק הולכים, האור חוזר הולך ממטה למעלה והאור ישר ממעלה למטה. אוקיי. אז זה בדיוק, זאת אומרת שתמיד צריך לחשוב, המסך של המלכות של הכתר הוא ארי חנפין, זאת אומרת שהוא בחינה א' עצמו או ישר, אבל יש לו מסך של מלכות.
כן.
אז נראה לי שאת צודקת. שלפי האור חוזה שלו, הוא הכי גדול. הוא ידבר על זה. אני התבלבלתי לה. אני לא יכולה עכשיו, אני ממש צריכה לשבת עם עצמי ולחשוב הכל מחדש. אצל מי יותר עבה. אבל על זה אנחנו נלמד אותם, ודאי. נלמד את זה בעומק, תקף, כשאנחנו חוזרים לפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה, יש לו קטע שנקרא חמש הבחינות של המסך, והקושיות של המסך.
אוקיי.
ושם באמת באמת הכל יסתדר לנו.
אוקיי.
פשוט אני שכחתי לרגע, התבלבלתי, ואני לא יכולה להגיד לך ממש נכון. נראה לי שאת צודקת במה שאמרת, אבל אני קצת התבלבלתי. אוקיי. All right, that was a question. I have to remember that question. That's a good question to me. צריך לשמור את השאלות האלה, במיוחד אלה שאנחנו לא יודעים. Anybody else got a question? Or another question?
יש הבדל בין חלון ונקב, באיחוד וגודר, במשהו למה שני מילים?
בדיוק. אני גם חושבת למה שני מילים. אינני יודעת התשובה לזה. אבל יש בסוף הפרק יש את הרשימה של המילים. אז פה אפשר באמת להסתכל מה יש לו, יש לו למד, מהו חלון. ואין לו מהו נגד. אפשר לקרוא את זה, מהו חלון, זה בדף, התשובה צריכה להיות בדף, בדף פחת. אוקיי, בוא נקרא, וואו, יש לו הרבה דיבור פה. אולי זה יעזור גם לשאלה של לאה. אוקיי. יש לכם את it's on page פחת.
חלון, okay, gotcha.
Got it, wonderful. It's yeah, חלון, great. Anybody else got it?
Okay. I have it.
Wonderful. Okay. שויין. חלון. Anybody want to read? Go on, Talia, it was your question. You read.
הכוח מבחינת אביות המסך הנבחן בעשר ספירות שראש מדרגה או בעשר ספירות בעיגולים, הנה כוח אביות זה המתפעל בהם, מתפעל בהם, עם האור חוזר העולה עליה ממסך, נקרא בשם חלון. אז האור חוזר, פירוש. כי אור חוזר הנדחה מבחינת ד' מחמת אביות ונעשה לבחינת כלי קבלה לאור העליון, במקום בחינת ד' שהייתה כלי קבלה באינסוף ברוך הוא. והוא מטעם שהאור חוזר הוא באמת כלול באביות בבחינת ד'. מחמעת שהיא המשכה אותו אצלה באין סוף ברוך הוא. על ידי...
עיין הסתכלות
פנימית.
כן. אז אנחנו נלמד את זה. עיין הסתכלות פנימית חלק ב' או ת'. אוקיי.
אמנם אין אביות זו ניכרת רק בכלים שגוף להיות מתפשטים ממטה למסך, תהיינו, למטה מבחינת ד' או עשר ספירות של ראש. ואם כן, אביות בחינת ד' שבמסך שולטת בהם. ולפיכך נחשב, אביות... אוקיי. לפיכך נחשבים לכלים גמורים להתלבשות אור עליון בהם. ושאם כן, בעשר ספירות הראש...
מה שאין כן.
אין כן.
לא, אין כן. מה שאין כן.
מה שאין כן. 10 ספירות הראש, שהן בהכרח למעלה, I'm not understanding anything I'm reading.
גם אני.
שהן בהכרח. I don't understand anything.
זה נעשה יותר מסובך.
מאוד מסובך.
Just keep going, you're doing fine.
אלה שאורחו זר. Okay, I know, I'm reading the words, okay. שאורחו זר עולה אליהן ממטה למעלה, ואין אביעות בבחינה ד' שמסך יכולה להתקלל ולעלות עם אור חוזר למעלה ממקומה לתת ספירות הראשונות ממנה ולפיכך אין אור חוזר שם לבחינת כלים גמורים אלא לבחינת שורשים לכלים בלבד אם כן נקראת התלבשות תת ספירות באור חוזר זה רק בשם התקשרות, ועם כל זה, כלפי תת ספירות הראש, נבחן גם אור חוזר הזה לבחינת כוח של אביות. כי על כן נעשה לכוח התקשרות עם כל...
על כל פנים.
על כל פנים, להדפיס אותם בנעצל. והנה, כוח זה מכוונה בשם חלון. בכניסת אור חוזר ואור ישר להאיר את הכלים הזקים ועיגולים שאין בהם
ההיכר
של אביות, היכר של אביות של עיקר. הרי כוח של אביות שיש באור חוזר הוא שפל בהובה בהם, ואם כן פתקו פותח ומשפיל את דופני הכלים בעיגולים. Interesting. דרך כניסתו בהם. בדומה לנקב וחור שישנו בחדר, שהוא פתח וחיסרון בכותל החדר. אמנם הוא דרך כניסה לאור השמש. וכן, כאן הפתח והחיסרון שנעשה בדופני הכלים בעיגולים, בכוח אביות שבאור חוזר, אינו נחשב בהם כלל לחיסרון, אלא לחלון, כי זולתו לא היה להם שום אור, שהרי אינם מקבלים שום אור, אלא דרך הקו, בכוח מסך שבו.
Brilliant. I mean, that's okay, actually
answer
the question.
In the first...
Okay. I mean, I know you didn't understand anything, but it actually did answer the question you asked. Why is there two words? Okay, חלון ונקב. All right. ובואו נקרא את זה שוב. חלון. זה כוח, מבחינת אוביות של המסך. The כוח, power of the aspect of the אוביות of the מסך, which is discerned in the ten ספירות of the ראש of the מדרגה, or in the ten ספירות of the עיגולים, this is the אוביות which is worked on them with the אור חוזר, which goes up from the masach, and this is called by the name of chalon. Now, this is a very interesting idea, which I've never thought of before. And he says, look, he says, there's got to be some aspect of will to receive in the or chozer, because otherwise it can't receive the light at all. Like, for example, you remember the story of the balabait and the guest? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the balabait says to the guest, please, will you eat? And the guest says no, because he doesn't want to eat for his will to receive. He doesn't want to receive for himself alone. So he says no. And the balabait, but the balabait is very discerning. And the balabait notices that the guy's actually hungry. And he starts to plead with him, and what he says is, please, you'll be doing me a great favor, you will give me much pleasure if you will eat from me. All right, finally, when the guest understands that he will actually be giving a great favor if he eats from him, he agrees to eat. Okay. But through his refusal, he's now changed his vessel of eating for himself alone to satisfy his appetite into eating to please his guest. Sorry, eating to please his host. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the reason has changed. Nevertheless, he still has the ability to enjoy the meal.
Nachon.
Now, if you took somebody who was an anorexic, okay, mm-hmm. and they were on one of their anorexic bits, mm-hmm. all right, and he happened to be the guest here. Now, he wouldn't be able, even if he wanted to please his host, he still wouldn't be able to eat the meal, I assume.
Right.
Okay? So what Rav Ashlag is saying here is that even in the Or Chozer, you've still got to have that basic ability to connect with the light, to receive the light, even if it's not for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Otherwise, even the Or Chozer wouldn't be able to receive any light. And that he calls also the Oviot of the Or Chozer, although it's much, 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 much less than the original Or Chozer of the Bechina Dalet. Of the original Oviot of the Bechina Dalet, I'm sorry. Much, much less than the original Oviot of the Bechina Dalet. So the Or Chozer, it's not like he's saying, let's say the guy is starving, right? Knocks on the door and the host welcomes him in. And the host straight away sees that he's starving. And he says, here's some potatoes. And the guy straight away eats. Okay, that would be eating with a Bechina Dalet.
Right.
This time the guy's starving, but when the host says, please will you eat, he says, no thank you, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat, thank you, because he didn't want to eat for himself alone. And then the Baal HaBayit presses on him and says to him, listen, my wife will be crying, she won't sleep all night if you don't eat something with us, you know. So then he realizes that he'll actually be giving his host pleasure. So then he eats. But if he wasn't hungry, or he even had anorexia or something, then even that wouldn't work. So there has to be a basic need there, a basic ability to eat, okay? Even in the Or Chozer. And that's why he says the Or Chozer has some oviot.
Because by definition, if it is creative, it has to have some sort of a vessel to receive. Has to.
Yes.
By definition.
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, it wouldn't be alive. Yeah, absolutely. It wouldn't be here at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right, Dalia. And in fact, that's exactly what Rav Ashlag writes in one of the commentaries on the Pticha L'Chochmat Kabbalah. Exactly right. Okay. So let's go back and read that sentence again. The power of the aspect of the Oviot of the Masach, which is discerned in the Tinsirot of the Rosh of the Madriga, which is where we give back the light, or in the Tinsirot of the Igulim, right? This power of the Oviot, which works with them, with the Or Chozer, which goes up from the Masach, is called by the name of the Chalon, okay? That is that little oviot of the Or Chozer is called by the name of the window. Explanation. For the Or Chozer, which is rejected from the Bechina Dalet because of its oviot, becomes the aspect of the vessel of receiving of the highest light instead of the Bechina Dalet, which was the original vessel for receiving in the Ein Sof. And this is because the Or Chozer is actually included in the Oviot of Bechina Dalet, because she draws it to her from the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. But this Oviot is not recognized except in the vessels of the guf, when they emanate from below the masach, that is below the Bechina Dalet of the Esses Sviot Derosh, and therefore the oviot of the Bechina Dalet of the masach governs them. and therefore they are considered as complete vessels for the enclosing of the highest light, which is not the case in the Esesfirot of the Rosh, which are of necessity above the Bechina Dalet, and the Or Chozer goes up to them from below to above, and the Oviot of the Bechina Dalet in the Masach cannot be included in them and go up with the Or Chozer above its level of consciousness to the Ten Sfirot Rishonot, which are above her. And therefore, the Or Chozer, this Or Chozer, does not make complete vessels, only roots of vessels alone. All right? So let's just see what he's saying here. He's saying this little ability of the Or Chozer to actually receive light is only recognized in the vessels of the guf itself, in the sfirot of the guf itself, when it actually eats the food. Like, so you've got the guest, okay? And he's said, no, I don't want to eat, and the host has persuaded him that it's actually going to be giving him a lot of pleasure if he eats. And so he finally agrees only in order to give his host pleasure. So then he does Nitilas Yadayim and he sits down and he eats. Now it's only at that time that the oviot of the Or Chozer, its ability to act as a vessel, is recognized. Okay? Because it's his first function of the Or Chozer was actually to give back the light and to say no. Okay? Now that action is in the head aspect of the vessel of the spiritual entity. That all the talking says, no, thank you, I can't, whatever. The actual action is in the guf of the Paltzuf, and only then is the ability of the Or Chozer to actually receive the light and to act as a vessel recognized. So only in the aspect of the guf of the Paltzuf is it called Kelim Gemurim, can it act as a true vessel. But in the thought of giving back the light, that is only a potential vessel alone. Like, for example, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, I have all these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ideas of how I'm going to be a better person in the next year. Okay, and when people annoy me, I'm not going to respond, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. And I have all these wonderful ideas, and they're real. I mean, you know, I mean it. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then, but that's Shoshe Kelim Bilvad. Okay? And then you get to, you know, April or May or something, when somebody really angers you, okay? Now your ability to actually carry it out is real now. It's put to the test. Does it really act as a vessel for the highest light or not? So you've got Shoshe Kelim, which is the Rosh of the Paltzuf, and you've got the Guf of the Paltzuf, where it actually works. Oh, poor Dahlia's disappeared suddenly. Do you see the difference? So the Rosh aspect is called Shoshe Kelim, the root of the vessels alone, and it's also important. And the actual work is the Guf of the Paltzuf, and there the Oviot of the Or Chozer is recognized. Okay. All right. Okay. He goes on to say, and therefore, va'al kein nikveit hitlapshut teisha svirot va'or chozer zeh rak b'shem hitkashrut. Therefore, the enclosing by the teisha svirot, by enclosing of the teisha svirot by this or chozer is called the name of connection. Okay. Nevertheless, Oh, hi, Dahlia.
Hi, disappeared.
Yeah, I know. I saw you disappeared. So what we just said was the difference between the Rosh and the Guf. He goes on to say, the clothing of the Teshuvah Sfirot in the must be Teshuvah Sfirot of Or Yashar in this returned light is called by the name of Hitkashrut. Nevertheless, with regards to the Teshuvah Sfirot of the Rosh, this returned light has got some aspect of potential of Oviyut. Because only that way does it become a power to make that connection and to at least sort of like grab these Teshuvah Sfirot of the Or Yashar in the and to catch them in for the created being.
For the Igulim.
Yes, or the Igulim. Yes, or yeah, Bidyuk for the Igulim, or even in anyone, really. In compared with the Sfirot of the Rosh, the Or Chazer has got a little bit of Oviyot.
So what the Igulim get is the Or Chazer she'otef et ha'or yashar.
Yafeh, bidyuk, 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 bidyuk. Ken, bidyuk. V'gam, Leah, בפרק, בקטע ד' של תלמוד עשר ספירות, הרב מכנה את האור החוזר שבתוך הגוף של הספירות, האור האב. והאור ישר הוא קורא לזה האור זך. זאת אומרת, האור ישר הוא אור הזך, ואור חוזר נקרא אור האב. כי יש פה מין, בכל זאת, מין משהו של קבלה. חייב להיות. Like Dahlia said, it חייב להיות. אחרת it can't function.
האור החוזר הוא זה שמקבל בעצם את האור הישר.
כן, הוא מרביש אותו.
והוא צריך למסור אותו ל... איך העיגולים מקבלים את זה?
כנראה הם מקבלים גם את האור הישר יחד עם האור האב. עם האור חוזר. הם מקבלים האור חוזר, ובתוכו האור ישר.
חשבתי שזה נקרא חלון או נקב, תלוי במי מושא, מאיזה כיוון מסתכלים, כי החלון הזה הוא חד כיווני, זאת אומרת הוא מעביר את האור לעיגולים, לכן זה חלון, ונקב זה הצד הנוקבה, המקבל, העיגולים, מבחינת העיגולים זה נקב.
אפשר להסתכל ככה, אבל אני חושבת שהוא רוצה להגיד משהו קצת אחרת פה.
כי זה פתח חד-כיווני.
זה לא, כן, בהחלט, זה חד-כיווני, אבל גם הוא רוצה להגיד עוד משהו.
אוקיי.
שנראה לי שזה מאוד חשוב, שנראה לי זה הפוינטה פה. אוקיי, והנה כוח הזה מכונה בשם חלון. This power is called by the name of a window. בכניסת אור חוזר ואור ישר להאיר את הכלים מזכים דעיגולים, שאין בהם היקה של אוביות כל עיקר, או הכוח של אוביות שיש באור חוזר, הוא שפל בבי מהם. ועל כן, פחות הוא משפיל, הוא מפחית בעצם, הוא משפיל את דפני הכלים דעיגולים, דרך כניסתו בהם, בדומה לנקב, וחור שיש לו בחדר. זה העניין. So what he says is that when the returned light and the Or Yashar come in to these very pure vessels of the Igulim to give them the light, which don't have any aspect of receiving whatsoever, then the power of the receiving that there is in the Or Chozer is like a lowly for them. Is much lower than them. It's more of than they are. And therefore, it kind of like lessens and weakens the walls of the... It's a pachat. It's like a defect. It's like a defect in the wall of the vessels of the Igulim. And the way that it
what
comes...
What does it mean? מה זאת אומרת שהוא כאילו חוצב? זה בעיניים שלנו, אבל איך הוא יכול לעשות דבר כזה? זאת אומרת...
למה?
שאור שהוא פחות להיכנס לכלי כזה.
זה לא האור, האור ישר הוא לא פחות.
לא, האור
האור חוזר אבל.
כן.
זאת אומרת, לא פחות פחות, אלא הוא שפל בהשוואת הכלים של העיגולים. ולמה כן. זה? באמת אנחנו יכולים להבין שזה נכון, כי באור אינסוף, באינסוף, הוא שמו אחד. האור והכלי הם אחד. והם בהשוות הצורה מבחינה זאת, הם אחד. ואז כשהאור מסתלק משם, אוקיי, מה, למה הוא מסתלק? מבחירה בלבד, שהם בוחרים ביתד ויקות. הם בוחרים רק בנתינה. הם לא אכפת להם לא לקבל. Mm-hmm. הם פשוט בוחרים בנתינה, והנה הם מקבלים. והדרך שהם מקבלים, אז הכלי צריך לתפיס את האור, ואז האור חוזה גם שיש טיפ-טיפה משהו של האוביות, אז זה כבר נחשב לשפל כלפיהם. הוא לא שפל בכלל.
כן.
הוא גבוה על כל גבוה. אבל רק מבחינתם, מיוק מבחינת הכלים הדקים ביותר, נקרא קצת שפל, ולכן המילה הוא נקב. נקב, because it's like somebody made a hole in something. מי שעושה נקב בקיר, זה לא דבר שרצוי בדרך כלל.
It's a piercing, a pierce.
A piercing, yes. So from the aspect, so it depends which aspect you're looking at. If you're looking at the light which comes in, oh, is יש לי חלון. If you look at the fact that I've now got a hole in my wall, you say, oh dear. So it depends which perspective. That's why it's the same thing, אבל יש לו שתי שמות. תלוי מאיזה פרספקטיבה. אם מסתכלים מפרספקטיבה שזה יתרון, שיש עכשיו חלון ויש עכשיו אור נכנס, then you think, great, terrific. If you say, oy vey, now I'm tiny, tiny, tiny bit receiving when all I wanted to do was to give, then it's called the nekev. תלוי על המבט. Okay. So therefore, אז מה שזה מה שהוא אומר,
רגע, החלון has two sides, it comes in and comes out, so it's, you know, it's not one way, החלון, it's two sides, so it's also good, going in and going out, no?
Well, he hasn't talked about the going out yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay, so this is, so he says that the fact that the or chozer is there, is like, lessens the vessels of the igulim, der knisato bahem. בדומה, like לנקב החור שישנו בחדר, like a hole in the wall, in the room, שהוא פחת וחיסרון, it's a defect and lack in the wall of the room. אמנם הוא דרך כניסה לאור השמש, however it is a way that the light of the sun can come in. וכן כאן, likewise here, הפחת וחיסרון שנעשה בדופני הכלים דיגולים, מכוח אוביות שבאור חוזר, אינו מלך שבם כלל לחיסרון. That is the lack and the defect which is made in the walls of the vessels of Igulim because of the oviot of the or chozer is not considered by them at all like a defect, אלא לחלון, like a window. They think it's, wow, it's terrific. Now I can see a window. כי זולתו לא היה להם שום אור, because without it they didn't have any light. שאינם מקבלים שום אור, because otherwise they wouldn't receive any light, אלא דרך הקו בכוח מסך שבו, because they don't receive any other light except through the דרך הקו, through its מסך, which is in it. Wonderful. It's true, you know. I mean, I've got a friend, and she's got, they built a house on the other side of the road, sort of, where we live on Har Kanan. Now, they've got this marvelous view from the windows, and they built this house. It's like her husband's a kablan, and they built this house full of windows. I mean, huge, 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 huge windows. It's just incredible windows. And I walked into this house for the first time, and the first thing I thought was, I wouldn't like to do this to a house on Harkonnen. How on earth are you going to heat it in winter? Because on Harkonnen we get snow, and even when we don't get snow, it can be very, very cold. And if you open windows, on the one hand, it makes the house look beautiful and bright and light and everything. On the other hand, it can be very cold. And in fact, they have huge problems heating this house. I mean, I don't think they even thought about it, because they came from the south of the city, where the south of the city is really a different climate. And they thought, oh, wonderful. You know, they obviously moved in the summer, or they built things in the summer. They didn't think. And they built this house with the most enormous windows. I mean, all it is on one side is windows. I would never, ever, ever build a house like that on Harkonnen, but that's because I live up here. I've lived here for 30 years, and I can tell you that the window is very much exactly what he says. On the one hand, it lets the light in, and it's wonderful. On the other hand, it's a pachat in the wall. And, you know, the heat goes out, and the insulation goes out, and everything else goes out. So, you know, you pay your money, you take your choice.
Mm-hmm.
חלונות כפולים.
בדיוק. נכון, אבל אני רוצה להגיד שגם חלונות כפולים זה לא אותו דבר כמו קיר.
נכון.
אין ספק. אבל כולנו אוהבים את החלון, ודאי, כשזה מכניס לי חדר או בחדר, ואז לכן זה נקרא לי יתרון. אבל צריך לדעת שבכל זאת יש פחת בחיזוק הקיר. And this is גשמיות, okay? Total גשמיות. But the okay, sometimes we can learn, you know, it's the same processes in a way, parallel processes. Very good. Wonderful. Yisha Koch Gadol, that was an excellent question. We found an answer. Yeah. Wonderful. Yisha Koch. I'm telling you, I mean, yeah, I think you guys are wonderful, because it's not easy material.
Yeah.
Huh?
So we have a good guide.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, Yadida.
I think the most important thing is to enjoy it. You know, and to like, understand that, you know, it's an opportunity to give. And when you look at it that way, then whatever we understand is a revach.
Yeah. That's a very good way to look at it.
Yeah. Whatever we managed, oh, Baruch Hashem, was a revach.
Baruch Hashem. It's l'tchaber l'kudusha, zegam.
Yeah. Very good. Is everybody ready for Shavuot?
Yeah, we have a
chavruta. בטח, ממש.
יש לכם חברותה?
כן, כל הלילה.
כל הלילה?
כן.
וואו.
כבר שנים. We have Leah and Timna and me and Susan, how much she can.
Wow. But how do you manage the next day if you do all the night?
Well, we thought, well, actually, this year we might not do the whole night, but we're as much as we can, till 3-4. At least till 3, we usually study.
Wow.
And then sometime this year, I think we're going to go to sleep a little bit, and then we have my Beit Knesset starts at 8:45, so they'll. But each one of us gives a shiur.
That's fantastic.
Nachon, we do how many years, Leah?
I don't remember.
At least eight years.
Wow. Yeah. Phenomenal. Well, this year, Baruch Hashem, it's really easy because it's Motzi Shabbos.
Nachon.
That's fantastic.
So we sort of canceled our Shabbat class on 2 o'clock so that we could sleep.
on Shabbat.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, wow, that's a marvelous idea. I only did Tikkun Leil Shavuot once in my life. And then I found it like really difficult because I still had small children.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, you know, all share, I can't manage both. Yeah. And so I, you know, and with the family home, I think, you know, most of them won't be doing a Tikkun Leil. They might stay up a little bit to learn, but that's it. Then they'll go to bed. I need to be like awake during the day. for the family. So Leah, how do you manage?
When they go to shul, I go to sleep.
Ah. I want to be in shul on Shavuot.
Yeah, we go to... We in the past, we went to the minyan at 5 o'clock, and then go to sleep.
Oh, wow.
And in Shirat Shlomo, they finish very late, so I can have enough sleep.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Ah, okay, very good. Wonderful.
אז חג שמח,
כולם. חג שמח.
שבת שלום וחג שמח.
חג שמח.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Enjoy your learning. Be fantastic.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye. Yom Tov.
Yom Tov. So I'll see you tomorrow, Susan. Bezrat Hashem.
Yes, Bezrat Hashem.
Very good. Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye.